Chapter 3. Secrets. What do you do for fun, Stevie? I look up from my dinner. Naomi is waiting for me to answer. Oh, I don't know. I like roller skating, I say. That's so cool, says Naomi. Do you ever watch roller derby on TV? Yes, I love it, I say. Roller derby is one of my favorite TV shows. It's really fun to watch because those women skate so fast. But Dad doesn't like me watching it, I add. Dad shakes his head. Those skaters think that they are men. You don't need to watch that, Stevie. Men? Naomi turns to Dad. What do you mean, Uncle Coop? Do you think that women shouldn't play sports? Dad laughs. Women can play sports. But they still need to act like women. Those skaters that Stevie watches, they play like they're men. Women shouldn't play like that. I don't like it. This always happens when Dad talks about women in sports. Dad doesn't think that a woman can win against a man in any sport, I tell Naomi. Uncle Coop! Naomi cries. Do you really think that? Mom, I ask, what do you think? She agrees with me, Dad says quickly. Mom doesn't say a word. One day, you girls will understand, says Dad. He stands up and gives Mom a quick kiss. Thanks for dinner, kitty. I have to go out now. When he leaves the kitchen, Naomi says, Aunt Kitty, is Uncle Coop always like that? Yes, I say. He's just old-fashioned, Mom says. Things have changed since he was your age. It's not always easy for people to change, too. Mom takes me to the library after school the next day. I love the library. And my favorite place is the children's area. I find 10 books that I want to take home with me. But I know that I can only choose 5. Mom doesn't like it when I bring more than 5 books back home from the library. You might lose one, she always says, but I never do. After I choose my 5 books, I go and find Mom in the adult area of the library. But I can't see her at any of the tables. I walk around the library for a while before I finally find her. She's standing in a corner, and she's talking to someone. He's a tall black man, and he's wearing a colorful shirt called a dashiki. The man sees me walking toward them and smiles at me. He says something to Mom that I can't hear and gives her a book. Then he walks away. Who is that? I ask Mom. He works here, she says. When we get home, do you want to watch our Friday night movie? Yes. Mom and I love to watch old movies together. Sometimes I like to put on Mom's pretty dresses and her wigs and feel like I'm a famous movie actress. When we get home, I run straight into Mom's room and find the wig that I want. It's short and has waves in it. Oh. Naomi looks through the door. You look like you should be famous. She comes into the room and touches the wig on my head. But I like your natural hair better, Stevie. Do you like old movies? I ask her before she can leave the room again. We're going to watch one tonight. You should join us. Naomi smiles and nods. Thanks, little cousin. I might. As she turns to leave, I see something on her jacket. It's a small orange button with a big black cat on it. There are some words around the cat. All power to the people, I say as I read the words. Oh! Naomi quickly pulls the button off her jacket and walks away. I don't know why she did that. I like the button. It looks cool. After dinner, Mom says, I'm gonna go out now, but I'll be back soon. But when I come downstairs at 8 o'clock to start our Friday night movie, Mom still isn't home. I do not want to miss any of the movie, so I start it without her. Naomi doesn't come downstairs to watch it, and Dad isn't home either. I don't like watching the movie without Mom. We usually talk about our favorite parts and about new things we notice. Watching it by myself isn't very fun. I'm asleep before the movie finishes and before Mom comes home.